This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin saw its wettest year ever last year, and scientists say climate change is driving more frequent, intense storms. As Danielle Kading reports, heavier rains are making it tougher to keep untreated sewage and stormwater out of the Great Lakes and state waterways.
30-year-old Connor Andrews loves swimming. He especially loves swimming at beaches like this one along Lake Michigan. At a lakefront coffee shop not far away on a cold winter day, he says it's unlike anything else.
It's an amazing feeling, a lot more so than jumping in an inland lake. And it's soothing mentally to come and enjoy Lake Michigan.
But he has to check conditions before jumping into water that may be polluted by stormwater runoff or sewer overflows. Parts of the city and region rely on combined sewers that collect stormwater and sewage for treatment. But increasingly heavy rains can overwhelm them. In 2018, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District saw 6 combined sewer overflows, the most events since 1999. They sent 1.2 billion gallons of stormwater and untreated sewage into waters that drain into Lake Michigan.
It's when you get 2 inches of rain in 20 minutes that it overwhelms the sewer system.
That's district spokesman Bill Graffin on his way to the Jones Island facility. It's one of 2 plants that treat wastewater for more than 1 million people. Once there, it's a 3-minute ride in an elevator to reach an underground pump station. These pumps move water from the district's deep tunnel up into the plant for treatment. Graffin says the tunnel can store 521 million gallons of waste and stormwater until it can be treated and released.
Our goal is always to capture and clean as much of it as we can. Occasionally you can't. Our biggest priority during a storm is to prevent basement backups. And the only way to do that is you open up the relief valves in the sewer system.
Milwaukee isn't the only city struggling with sewer overflows. Data from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources shows the rest of the state saw the most overflows in 2018 since 2010, releasing 150 million gallons of waste. And Milwaukee and other communities released millions more last year as the state saw its wettest year on record. Senior scientist Steve Vavaris with the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says climate change is driving Wisconsin's record wet conditions.
And so when we do get rain or snow, it tends to be heavier than it used to.
More intense storms are stressing sewer systems as local governments are struggling with upkeep. In 2012, Wisconsin's roughly 600 publicly owned wastewater systems reported they need to invest more than $6 billion to meet federal water quality goals. That includes Ashland. The city saw 15 million gallons overflow into Lake Superior during one weekend storm in June 2018. Ashland Public Works Director John Butler says more than a third of its sewer pipes are more than 50 years old.
And the rate of replacement and repair over the last recent history hasn't kept up with the rate at which it's aging.
The problem plagues communities across the Great Lakes, a drinking water source for 48 million people. By mid-century, Milwaukee could see up to 20% more untreated waste flowing into waterways without changes. That's according to Sandra McClellan, a professor with the School of Freshwater Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. She says increasing storms could drive poor water quality.
And when it happens in spring and during the swimming season, that's when people can be exposed to that water.
In one extreme case, a cryptosporidium outbreak sickened around 403,000 people around the Milwaukee area in 1993. The rash of illness followed heavy rains. Experts speculated human sewage and animal waste may have been the source. The city has since invested millions to guard against exposure, but other communities may be vulnerable. Both Milwaukee and Ashland are making investments to address their sewer systems and using green infrastructure to capture rain with the hope they can prevent more waste from entering the Great Lakes. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That story comes to us from a reporting partnership between WPR and Wisconsin Watch.